flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Just like that final gift, under the Christmas tree, that last thing you had, the final thing after you dug around, the best thing you were waiting for. Our final guest of today, everyone, here on A3OWCCO. Stand-up comedian Tim Harmson, everyone. Hey, Tim, you're making me look bad. I just started working over here, man. What are you doing to me, man, Tim? We've been friends for like 15 years.
I'm wearing a bow and I'm wrapped in glitter paper, so I'm that final present under the tree.
Appreciate you, man. I was about to call your wife. I was gonna like, hey, two
it's
shows
been
more
a curse.
Two more shows tonight, yeah. Though at Acme. How's it been going over there, man?
It just like you said in your intro, if you could draw, you couldn't draw up a better end to 2023 than the last few nights at Acme. It's just been magical. I had a hunch that if I picked this week to record my album, that people would be just in like a better mood. And I mean, just people have that, you know, hey, I don't have to work for the next 2 weeks,
right,
kind of mentality. And the audience has just been, the audiences have just been phenomenal, and it's just been, I've recorded four shows. I'm going to mix those into a 45-minute album, and I'm beyond thrilled, and tonight is just going to be, we're not recording tonight. We're just going to have a lot of fun.
So congrats, my friend. I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you. Yeah, I couldn't have drawn it up better, so it's great.
That is fabulous. So two more shows tonight. A great time to come out and see Tim. You also are working with, we had Trevor Anderson check in tonight. That would be great. Elise Cole's opening for you. That is fabulous. And so, I mean, Acme, we know you're performing there all the time. You're one of their favorite comedians. You've done so much in your comedy career. So definitely a great time for people to come out and see you.
Yeah. You know, time flies. I think my first week at Acme was probably 20 years ago, and here we are, 20 years later, and still back there, still the best club in the entire country,
right,
for comedy.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just it's been really fun, and I'm excited to get rid of, you know, when you record something, you're like, okay, I've done that joke long enough, it's time to move on.
Yep, you can burn it now. You can burn it and move on to something else, right?
You can bury it in the ground and it is done forever. And so it's just a fun way to end a year. And
exactly.
It's been a great year. We've had my wife and I have had such a great year. So I'm just sort of, you know, and coming out of the last few years, it's just nice to kind of go into a Christmas where everybody can get together and everybody can have fun. And there's, you know, I mean, it's just great. So.
Right. And so, you know, they can see you tonight, but they can also always go to your website, timharmston.com. I'm sure that'll be a great way for them not only to buy your previous albums, but they'll be able to, once this one is finished, find the album that's going to be available once you get it all mixed and ready to do everything. So that'll be fantastic. So, you know, what else as far as like life in general? We've had the luxury. What you just made that laugh like, oh, life is just heavy. Like I was like you were worried I was going to ask. End on like a heavy question. That's not it. I'm like you were like one of my son's favorite human beings, like I kind of thing. Yeah. So, just in general, like your methodology, like yeah, what you were saying about stand-up comedy and what you're doing. But you're right. You know, it's just nice to be able to move into 2024. Just it seems like we're moving into like just a lighter frame. It seems.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It feels like it. And it's feels good. And you know, I will say that, like, you know, as you know, being in the comedy business, it's changing so fast.
Right. Like,
it's just
absolutely
moving at light speed. And so it's been a thrill ride to try to keep up and be, you know, my wife and I are, well, I'm older than she is, but we're calling our friends who have kids who know how to do TikTok uploads. You know, like, how does this work again?
I'll help you. I told your wife I was going to help her with all of her social media. I told her I'd help her with everything and that I'd do all of her stuff. I told her that at lunch last week. So, yeah, I got you.
I know.
But you're right.
We often feel like two 95-year-olds when we have our coffee in the morning. We're like, how does this work again? What's a cover story? I don't know. You know, we don't know anything about anything. And yet we're just kind of winging it and flying by the seat of our pants. And, you know, like we start to learn a few things and your videos start to get more traction. And so you're kind of seeing the fruits of your labor and comedy has just become like a totally new business.
Yeah.
And it's been quite fun. It's also like Minneapolis has been a great place to watch comics grow up,
right,
and go off and just crush. And
yeah,
so it's been great. I have no complaints. So.
Right. And I'm glad to hear that, you know, for both of you. I mean, and your wife, if everybody asking, you know, out there, his wife is actually like a wonderfully talented comedian and voice actor as well, Mary Mack. And it's great to see you. Like I just had a picture pop up in my feed of you guys from like 10 years ago, just doing a show together. So it's always great to see what you guys do just as a wonderful group, like two, like a couple, like you're my favorite couple just of just human beings as well, because you're just good people. Yeah, so you know, just seeing you guys just be good humans, you know, that are also funny, so that's just fabulous. Yeah, so as far
thanks.
As the holidays go, what are you guys gonna do this weekend?
Well, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long week of late nights and comedy shows and, you know, sitting at the Acme bar.
Yep. Understandable.
So I feel like if I told my wife, I go, if I wake up Sunday and I don't feel like moving at all, except between like the fridge and the couch watching football, is that okay? And I think she's on board with it. I think she's
good
like,
plan.
Let's just, you know. Yeah, like I don't, you know, I do like the holidays, but I also feel like sometimes they get in the way of my relaxing.
Fair enough.
So,
yes.
Like running around and visiting everybody. It's fun, I get it, but man, sometimes it's just like I would just like to sit on a couch and watch a Vikings game or whatever.
Fair enough.
I just tomorrow might be that.
That's okay. That's okay. And we heard earlier in one of our broadcasts that says that the NFL does not take a holiday. So you got lots of football you can watch on Christmas. So you'll be okay. You don't have to run around.
Yeah, and New Year's Eve.
Yeah, so that's all
I
right.
I think the NFL ruined New Year's Eve for every comedian in Minnesota.
Right. Well, you know what? Have two great shows tonight, Tim. We appreciate you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Everybody go check him out tonight. Acme Comedy Company here in downtown Minneapolis. Merry Christmas, everybody. We appreciate you. You've been listening to 830 WCCO.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.